I don't know why that keeps happening. I think it's something to do with the service at our house.
Okay. I was like, what's going on?
Wi-Fi calling or something, like whenever you get off of it, it ends the call. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So if you're home, it connects to the Wi-Fi automatically. You probably have the Bluetooth on or the Wi-Fi on your phone. So that's actually smart. It makes the phone work faster.
Like whenever I leave the house and I still have Wi-Fi, like now I'm on the call and I'm leaving the house, and it probably won't end. I don't know, man. Well, we got two bars of service where I live, so it's not.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't miss that stuff.
What's your service like out there in California?
Oh, it's really good. Everything's, you know, the actual, there's a company called ICANN. It's ICANN. And they own the Alphabet company, and the Alphabet company owns Google. Google owns YouTube and Android phones. So it's all right here, though, in Los Angeles. ICANN is the company that owns the internet. We're south of Los Angeles. But yeah, oh, yeah.
Have you met with YouTube?
Yeah, of course. I'm a Google-certified technician, so I've gone to seminars where they were like three. Well, I went to one in 2018 or 2017, and that's when they told us about YouTube TV. So I was talking about this stuff like 5 years before it actually became a thing. Yeah, and I was telling my family, I'm like, they're going to, you know, have a way where they're going to, YouTube's going to have all these commercials. Even now, it hasn't started yet, but you know how they have these two commercials sometimes pop up, like those ads when you're trying to watch a video? Yeah, they're going to bump it up to like five. And then one of the ads is going to be, if you don't want ads, you enroll in YouTube TV, right? And then you have no ads streaming, and you could watch live television. You could stream any movies, TV you want. So it's like they're combining cable with Netflix, with Prime Video, trying to get it all into like one thing and call it YouTube TV. And that way they can kind of beat it out. Yeah.
Yeah, I see some ads now. I see them every night.
Oh, it's the worst. You know, my youngest son is almost two. So I need YouTube.
YouTube for kids.
Yeah, he's got a little tablet. I'll put it at the dinner table. You know, I put him in his little high chair and sit the YouTube right there. Second a commercial comes on with anything that's not animated, the kid starts screaming.
Hey, that's how you know, easy alarm for the stupid ads.
yeah. So I'm supposed to actually get the YouTube TV free starting on January 1st. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm sure they are too. They're spoiled and they get whatever they want. But that's another problem I'm gonna have to fix. Kids are different nowadays, man. You'll see one of these days, and you have one. They're not the same. Even your generation, we were riding bikes around the neighborhood. They don't do that no more. My oldest son just sits there and plays Call of Duty all day, cussing at the TV. He's seven.
How old is he?
He's seven.
Your oldest one is seven?
Yeah, and my youngest one's two, almost two. And then...
still young, man.
Oh, yeah, they're super young, but they don't go outside. When I was 7 years old, I was riding my bike everywhere, drinking from the neighborhood hoses, causing a ruckus, playing with rocks, throwing baseballs around, you know what I mean? Pushing our friends in the mud. They don't do none of that stuff.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, that's all we do is play in the dirt and the mud.
Yeah, my parents couldn't get me to come in the house. Nowadays, you can't get them to leave the house.
Yeah, see, I grew up playing a lot of video games, man. I've done my fair share, 14-hour days on video games, playing Call of Duty and Minecraft.
You know, this is going to make me seem old, but the first game system I ever got, I was probably like 7 or 8 years old, and it was Nintendo 64.
Oh, yeah. I had a DS as far back as I went.
Oh, yeah, I was already in high school, I think, at that point.
I was probably in daycare.
That's crazy. You guys were born with these tablets.
Middle school, man, is when Minecraft was like a big hit, man. And I remember, I had like 60, 80 friends in my class that I had a lot more than that, but that was just like what was on Xbox 360.
Yeah.
And we played Minecraft and Call of Duty, man. We had like almost 10 different parties because we couldn't fit everybody in the party. And I mean, it was crazy. And then everybody said in eighth grade, we're all quitting. Or whenever we go into ninth grade, so everybody quit going into high school. And now I see a lot of guys, you know, like a bunch of my old friends that are my age that are picking back up in a lot of video games. And I'm like, man, how do you even have time for this stuff anymore? You know, I'm working with like 20 different homeowners almost every single day, you know, just trying to work things out and line stuff up. And they're still, you know, sleep until 12 o'clock, wake up, play video games. You know, it might work a 3 to 9. I'm like, golly, man, y'all don't even understand how good you got it made.
It's pretty bad. You want to hear something disgusting? And my oldest has a PS5.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out a PS5. I've always been a big Xbox fan.
Me too. I remember the first Xbox came out. I used to play a game called Counter-Strike in there. This was all like before Call of Duty and stuff. But yeah, I used to play that on the PC and play on my Xbox, but that was, it feels like so long ago. I was probably still back in the dorms. And then, yeah, this kid's just spoiled, man. I just, I don't know. I try to keep him happy. I think the problem is I get so worn out by the time I get home from work. I really don't want him jumping on me, so I just kind of...
I just
get him what he needs, get myself cleaned up, try to get ready for dinner, and get ready to do it all over again in the morning. So I'm like, as long as he's done his schoolwork, he can do what he wants. If he's happy, I'm happy pretty much, but it is kind of sad, because I got him a few new bikes, and they're just, I mean, they still look brand new. I'm sure I could resell them for the same price I got them for.
Hey, I don't doubt that.
Yeah, he doesn't go anywhere. But there's a, so just to let you know, so I pushed your billing to November. I resent the initial invoice to you, so you should have that there. You're going to get a message, too, in your email. It's going to have an outline of your agreement in writing. You got to sign off the bottom of that. And it's also going to have the username and a password for your tracking system. There is an app that you could download to your phone for your tracking system, by the way. And then it'll also come with a YouTube video to show you how to use it. So when you get that, you'll be able to log in there and watch that video, and it kind of shows you step by step on how to use that tracking system.
What's that app?
Huh?
What was that app?
They're going to email it to you. So it's going to come through. Yeah, it's usually my.localsplash.com, but I'm going to have them send it to you. So at the end of your client interview, they're going to send that one over. You want the app form?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I think you already have the PC version on your email right now, where it says access your dashboard.
Yeah, let me see real quick.
Or actually, there's a text. Watch, I'll show you the login page for it. There's a text that'll say the new one, the one that says, Jarrett, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And there's a link in there. Yeah, and the text message.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, there's a link in there. Click that link. There's an outline of the agreement in writing. When you sign off on the bottom of it, you want to check that you're the authorized user and then type out your first and last name. Once you hit submit, it'll take you right to the login or the domain for the login for the account dashboard. I'm going to have them send you the app, though, so that way you have the Splash app, so that way you don't have to pull it up on the internet on your phone. You got iPhone?
Yeah, I got it. I'm trying to pull up. I got LTE, but it's not pulling it up.
Oh, I forget. We're on the phone, and you got two bars.
I got four now. I'm in Richfield now. I got four.
Okay. That's funny. Yeah, it's really easy to use. It it'll show you everything in there. And I think for you, it'll be really convenient because you're 22. So it's like when you're leaving jobs and you finished up, you can go into that app and ask them about their experience pretty much. Like it'll say request Google review from them. You just hit the button and it sends them an automated text message. And they'll ask about their experience, and they put the star on there, and then they write the review, and that goes right to your Google business page.
Oh, I guess. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, yeah, because most people are, you have to be logged into your email in order to actually leave reviews on Google, so that way it's traceable. You know, they know who left the review. But most of the time, if you do it with a text, they're already logged into their email on their phone. So they could just hit the star rating, type it in, submit. They don't have to go through a big old verification process, and that's how we build up your reviews, start getting your star rating.
I got you. Yeah, it won't. It's trying to pull up now, but it just won't.
Going kind of slow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're going to want to sign off on that before the client interview, or they'll just end up asking you about it at the beginning of the client interview. But I got you scheduled between 5 and 6 o'clock for that. So I don't want to I'm going to get you off the phone here, but I just a couple things I want you to keep in mind, okay? So client interview between 5 and 6. The PIN verification letter should come about this time next week in the mail. They'll message you around the time it comes in. We need the 5-digit number on the back of that postcard. You can't miss it. It says Google all over it, and it'll have your business name on it too. And then, what was the other thing? Terms and conditions. Yeah, you got to sign that terms and conditions. Oh, photos. Send in the photos and the logo when you get a chance for your website. So.
All right, yeah, I got you on that.
Yeah, those are the main four things. So sign off on your subscription terms. Be prepared for your client interview. When your PIN verification comes in, we need the 5-digit code on the back of it, and then send in photos and logo. And if you need help with anything, or you have questions, or you feel like you're forgetting something, don't forget, we have 24/7 customer service, and I'll still be here to assist you. I'm like a phone call away all the time.
All right, I got you, brother. And this number right here, your personal number?
No, the one that says, hi, this is John. The one with the 544 extension at the end. That'll call me directly. Otherwise, if you dial it without the extension, you'll get one of my reps. You could always ask to just speak with me, though. I mean, they all know who I am. A lot of them were hired on by me. I had to interview them. But, yeah, so that's basically the gist of it. I want to try to really hold your hand in the beginning until I know that you got it, you know. And then once I know you're comfortable with it, I'll ease up and just let you do your thing.
All right, sounds good.
All right, Jarrett. Well, you have a great rest of your day. Drive safe out there, and then we'll talk to you between 5 and 6 for that client interview, okay?
Yes, sir, brother. Sounds good. I sure do appreciate you.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care, brother.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.